in Baltimore, Maryland last night in the first game of a doubleheader baseball history.
Right field and deep, and it's gone. A three-run home run for Vasquez. Texas has put 30 runs on the board.
30 runs. The score at the end of the game, 30 for the Texas Rangers, 3 for the Baltimore Orioles. We're joined by Evan Grant. He covers the Rangers for the Dallas Morning News. Evan, welcome. Here's your lead on the story in the paper today. Put simply, the Rangers put a beating on the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday, the likes of which has never been seen before.
Well, I mean, I think that pretty much summed it up, Alex, that I'd never seen it. Nobody had ever seen it. I don't think there's anybody alive who had ever seen the Chicago Colts beat the Louisville Colonels 36-7 back in 1897. And, you know, at about 8 o'clock last night when I realized I was watching Big League History, I didn't think there was any other way to say it, but to just be real simply, this was the worst beating anybody's ever put on a team.
Evan, let me just note that the Texas Rangers are not a very good team this year, and neither are the Baltimore Orioles, really. So how do you explain something like 30 runs in one game?
I think you go back to the time-honored baseball cliche of, you know, baseball is a funny game. The Rangers are a team that had been no-hit earlier this year. In the two games prior to last night, they had struck out 19 times and 11 times. They were on a prolific strikeout pace. I had actually written the night before that they were turning baseball into a non-contact sport. And all of a sudden, on any given night, when things start rolling, you just never know what's going to happen in baseball.
So did you get to go down to the clubhouse or the shower room or wherever the players were after the game and walk among them and see kind of what they thought of all this?
I try not to walk around the shower room, but in the clubhouse after the second game, I went back and I talked to second baseman Ian Kinsler. His last plate appearance of the night ended in a walk, and I said to him, "Did you walk because you just were too tired to swing the bat anymore?" And he smiled and he said, "Yeah, that's pretty much it." Travis Metcalf, a rookie third baseman who ended up with a grand slam in the first game and four RBIs in the second, had just been called back up from the minor leagues yesterday morning, got on a plane in New Orleans, Louisiana at 7:20 a.m., flew to Baltimore, got to Baltimore around noon and wasn't sure whether he should go to the hotel or if the team had already checked out. So he just went straight to the ballpark and sat around the ballpark. Well, 12 hours later, he's sitting down to a plate of sweet and sour chicken and fried rice for his first good meal of the night, having tied the club record for most RBIs in a doubleheader. It's just one of those really freaky nights in baseball that it's hard to fathom, and afterwards you just sit back and you say, this is why this game is so much fun to be around, because you really, really can't predict what's going to happen.
Evan Grant, baseball writer for the Dallas Morning News, covering the Texas Rangers on their record-setting night last night, 30 runs. Evan, thank you.
My pleasure.